The Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And welcome to the program. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America, from Dafuniac Springs to Altamont Springs, Destin to Orlando. Together, we will bully the bully. Stay on the program. Colin is still one of the most famous alumnus from my high school. They haven't taken it down yet. My mother's birthday, happy birthday to her. So much to get to. We have a pastor who is willing to sign a form for your religious exemptions for a small donation to his church. EC's non-drive time morning news, cup of tea with the queen, and much more to get to. Jam-packed today. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. Here is the phone number, no matter where you may be listening. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app and listen to us right there around the world, including all past shows, podcast style. But a great show in store for you on the live, actual radio this morning. Can't do it without the team to my right. Red dress, quite tight. Queen Kayla is here. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
Directly in front of me, Florida Gator hat, gray t-shirt today. EC is here. Greetings.
What's up?
And now it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
Actually, two birthdays today. My mother, who's a contributor every Friday to the program, happy birthday. Not going to say how old. Won't go there.
Happy also, birthday, Chet,
yes,
Chet's birthday as well today. Not going to say how old he is because I don't know.
He's 30.
Right. Wow. Let me ask you a question, and I don't want to hear any BS. When you have a birthday and you go to one of these restaurants where they sing happy birthday to you, do you allow that to happen, or do you pitch a big fit with your family and say you better not have these people come over and sing happy birthday to me?
Yeah, absolutely no way. Because I've done it before.
Oh, yeah?
On the server side, and I will not in any way allow my parents to do that or anybody else.
Why do I feel like Kayla likes that? Like, if you're at the TGI Fridays for your birthday, I feel like you like them to come over and sing to you, don't
it's
you?
It's cute, but
see, I knew
I
you liked
it. I don't ask for it. I don't ask for
it. But you don't
ever
say no.
No.
Because if I'm ever at a restaurant, a restaurant where they sing to you, mm-hmm, on my birthday, I mean, I threaten the people I'm with. I'm like, if you dare, you're going to get a free piece of pie. I'm like, you know what? I'll pay for the pie. If you bring these people over and embarrass me, having them sing happy birthday to me, I don't know what I'm going to do, but something. I would never allow that. You like that, don't you? Kayla, you like it. Just admit it.
I appreciate it. I'm an appreciative person. If anyone does anything nice, I appreciate it.
And EC, you worked in restaurants. How annoying is that? You've got like 8 tables. You're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. And then one of the servers is like, hey, someone in my section's having a birthday. Come sing with me.
That'll get a knife pulled at you.
But you have to do it, right, when you're a server?
Yeah, for the most part.
Where did you work where you had to sing happy birthday? Because typically that's not fine dining establishments where they come over and sing happy, happy, happy birthday.
Every place I've worked has done it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, name some of the places you've worked where you had to sing happy birthday.
Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm. They sing happy birthday at the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Ugh. It's disturbing. Yeah, and by the way, I don't really care if it's your birthday. I'm not with you. Like, if you're sitting at the table next door, you're trying to enjoy your chicken sandwich or whatever it is, and then they come over, like 8 people that work there singing happy birthday loudly, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. I believe that it should be outlawed. Restaurants should not be able to sing to you. That's the way I see it.
Just
where
go
else?
Home.
Yeah, you want me to just go home?
Yes.
I'm a grumpy old bastard, aren't
I? Yes, you're like an old man.
I know. I am kind of old, actually. I'm getting there. 42 is pretty old, isn't it?
Not really.
Oh.
But yeah,
you
but you're also
old.
Like
going
emotionally
on
old too. Yeah, so
I'm an old spirit, aka grumpy, crusty, grumpy old man.
Oh my god.
Where else did you work where you had to sing happy birthday?
I worked for Logan's Roadhouse. I worked for Roadhouse Grill. I worked for Don Pablo's. I worked for Perkins at one time.
They sing Happy Birthday at Perkins?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere I've ever worked, I've had to do that before.
You've worked at every chain restaurant out there, including most of them that are shut down now.
Yeah, for a while.
Don Pablo's shut down. Perkins, do those still exist?
No,
Perkins,
those are shut down. They're done. No, there's still some of them. I think they were franchised, so there are some around still.
Yeah, don't ever have anyone come sing Happy Birthday if you're at dinner with me on my birthday. But Kayla's absolutely all for it. Kayla's like, yes. And I knew that about you.
I could have asked for it.
Yeah, but you don't say no. You don't say no.
Why would I say no?
I mean, even if I'm getting a free piece of cake, I don't want it. I don't want the cake. Save your cake or I'll just pay for it. Don't come over and sing happy birthday to me.
Do you sing along when other people
No.
I do. You're like, happy. I don't even know. I sing.
You're the table across the hallway that's like, you're clapping and everything for them. And then you're like, oh my God, it's their birthday.
Yep.
Oh.
I think
people that love themselves like this. Not me. And I know you guys accuse me of it, of loving myself.
Yes, you do.
What?
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
By the way, look who it is. Shane B is here. I threatened him last night, by the way, on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? He disappeared for a while.
Shane B is here. He posted something last night, and I was like, I haven't heard from this guy in forever. I said, where have you been, prick? What did I do to you?
Oh, my God.
And he said, new schedule. Let's see what Shane says. Listening in, new crazy schedule. Free spent on my YouTube videos. Happy birthday, Mama Clark. Oh, free time spent. All right, Shane, we're happy to have you back, buddy. But don't sing me happy birthday. Please. I don't like it. Let me just hit some text messages here quickly. Crystal checks in. No. What are we calling? Crystal C?
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. Crystal Cool Whip is here. Happy birthday, Mama Clark. Thank you. She will appreciate that. 904 is here. Hey, it's Jeremy in Jacksonville. I dig the show. Thank you, buddy. I would like to know the name of the artist and the song that does your intro. The song really rocks. Who is it? I forgot. The Strokes.
Since last night.
Last night, The Strokes. Thank you. Someone tried to convince me to change. Remember, Lurch was begging me to change that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. And by the way, you're going to the military anyway. What do you care? What do you care what my intro song is? Right? He was like, you need to change
the song. It's getting tired.
I was like, go to the military or something.
Oh.
And he did.
And he did.
Oh,
I was like, I didn't mean it, buddy. Next thing I know, he's joining the reserves.
Okay.
You know? 561 is here. Who is this? Tell your mother we said happy birthday. I do the same thing. I hate when people try to sing to me in front of everybody. Me too. Colin is here. Justin says, don't embarrass me or I'm not paying for my birthday dinner. Trust me, Colin. I've bought a lot of my own birthday dinners.
Aww.
Ryan C is here. Servers hate those tables. I don't want free teabagged cake. Dan is here. Shane B, now I'm ordering Papa John's. Not cool, man. What does that mean? I don't get it. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Dano, what do you mean, buddy? Help me understand. I don't know what that... What does Shane B have to do with Papa John's? Is this some kind of war? Some sort of inside trading?
Maybe.
Oh. Who knows? All right, let me get to this. So, you know how I feel about these TV pastors with their private jets and things, right? We've talked about this several times on this program.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really despicable. You're like, well, Justin, it's a free country. They can make as much money as they want. And I agree. I want everyone to make a lot of money. But there's something very odd to me about these pastors on television that beg these old women for money, their social security checks, basically. And then these pastors go out and buy jets. However, this pastor in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has come up with an ingenious plan. Hey, look, what do you mean to do? The notifications are off. It just asks if I wanted to restart. I'm like, no, I don't want to restart. Why are you asking me?
Professional broadcaster can't keep his computer from making noises.
You should have seen it before. It was like dinging all show. Stevie finally had to call me in his office. He sent me a text during the show. He said, could I see you in my office after? He said, look, you got to do something about that computer. And I said, you know what? I agree. And normally it behaves itself, typically, EC. Not always. This pastor in Tulsa has come up with a genius plan. If you become a member of their organization, make donations to their church, he will sign a religious exemption form for you to keep you away from vaccine mandates. I don't know if I like this or hate this. I don't know. It's weird. It's definitely odd, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? So he's saying, I will sign off on your religious exemption no matter where you live. You don't have to go to the church. You just have to sign up for their newsletter, basically, and send some dough.
So what's the donation amount?
It doesn't say. He says there's not really a minimum. He doesn't even have a recommended amount, but I don't think he's going to do it for a dollar. I don't think if you send $1, he's going to sign it.
I don't know. I'm going to try out.
So far, 30,000 people have donated to get their religious exemption.
So even if he's only getting a dollar each, he still made $30,000 from stupid people.
He said, it is a beautiful thing. My phone and my emails have blown up. So this church is making a lot of money.
I bet.
I don't even know if you're allowed to sell religious exemptions, honestly. I guess you can. Funny. I don't know.
So my wife is technically an ordained minister in the Church of Life. I wonder if I can get her to sign a religious exemption for a dollar piece.
Because she married someone once, right? Correct. And had to sign up.
So.
You know what? She should sell yes. I like that. Maybe your wife should start selling religious exemptions.
A dollar each. Yeah.
No. I think you could get probably 20, 30 bucks each.
I mean, yeah, you could.
What would be your number? If she was going to sell them, how much would you charge?
Well,
what would the recommended donation be?
In my wife's ministry, it would be whatever you feel able to donate, but our suggestion would be somewhere around $25.
$25.
I mean, that allows for the signature and then the shipping of handling, maybe of the paperwork and stuff like that, but I think... Hey, anything you can give would be really great.
How do you accept payment? Venmo?
PayPal.
PayPal, Venmo, however. All major credit cards.
All major credit cards, cash.
So if you want to join the Church of Life for your religious exemption through EC's wife, just send them $25. Sign up for the newsletter. I mean, even if you got 10,000 people, what's 10,000 times 25? That would be a pretty good number, I think. Wouldn't it?
I believe that's a...
Let's see if he can do math. It's a test.
$250,000
off
the top of my head?
Sheesh.
Maybe more. I'm not doing math.
EC's wife, you know, if you want me to go halvesies on this, I'll create a website and everything. We already have the infrastructure. What? I'll go halvesies. That's all I'm saying. Can we promote it on the show or not? That'd probably be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I will probably get a meeting probably with some...
come to my office.
Yeah, it's a public service, Stevie. This is not.
I'm not even sure if it would be from JVC. There might be some federal government people that are going to have a question about that.
You could be right on that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would really like it, but we could just say it's a public service. I mean, it's a religious organization.
Yeah,
it is.
And
it's absolutely a public service.
According to their religious beliefs that they feel deep down inside, that they don't think they should have to get the vaccine. And they want to tell you that they should be religiously exempt from it because it would go against their God. So I'm just giving out a. Public service for a couple of bucks. That's all I'm asking.
$25 to be exact. WWW.
Whatever they can give.
That's the recommended.
We'll take anything, but recommended $25. I mean,
www.ecswife.org.
That's a horrible thing.
This is not an advertisement. This is a public service announcement. Go to, because if you put the .org at the end, it sounds way more legit, too.
It does.
.org. ecswife.org. We're not selling religious exemptions. However, we'd be happy to sign off on it for a mere suggested donation of $25. I don't think we can get away with it. I mean, we can do it. I just don't think we should advertise it on the program. You know what I mean? I think that might put us in a little bit of hot water.
I mean, I'm curious how many I could get away with on that, though.
I mean, all I heard was 250 Gs.
I mean, is it... You're the lawyer. Is it really? Am I frauding anybody I'm signing off on that?
I'm not prepared to answer that question one way or another right now. I'm going to have to do a little research.
Oh my gosh.
But these preachers get so rich. I mean, I have 3 TV shows every week, and I've often wanted to change one of them to a religious TV show.
Please don't.
You have religion. You have Jesus. Because these guys make so much. I'm going to trade you have real estate in for you have Jesus. How is that? I'm serious. That's where the money's at.
Sadly, yes.
The money's with these preachers.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable to me.
But don't
they feel badly for taking the last couple bucks from these old women who watch these dumb TV shows? I would feel horrible. I don't think I could do it. Because you know it's all these old ladies sending the money in, right? Because they watch them in the morning and QVC in the evening. Yeah. And that's their whole day.
And I hate it. You know, I am all for everybody's beliefs, their religions, whatever they want to do. But anytime I see one of those pastors on there begging for money
from horrible.
People that don't have it to give away because they think that they're going to get a free ticket to heaven because this preacher that now has that drives an Escalade is telling you that it's going to help out. I hate it.
We'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial.
Kenneth Copeland.
Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you...
It's just the way she said it.
This is Pastor Kenneth Copeland who says that flying commercial is like getting in a tube with demons.
Think that.
No, listen to me just a second.
Of course.
Not the people. Mm. The main reason... is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
This preacher bought Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet.
Well,
with old lady money.
Well, for example, that's really none of your business. Oh. But
isn't it the business of your donors?
Right, Kenneth.
I paid. You kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah,
here,
you
okay?
think?
Certainly. Well, if you like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. Uh-huh. You got to get this now. Hey, you listen to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah. Now,
who would send this guy money, by the way? Oh, he's going to pray.
Let me pray.
Let me just ask you a really simple question.
Dear Lord, get this bitch out of here. Please. How dare her?
Oh, God.
Jen, a lot of people think it's
under the fact that you just made Caleb fall out of her chair.
And to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100, let's see.
Okay, enough. This guy's a mess, huh? You know he hates this lady, too. Hey, I gotta tell you, Pastor Copeland, it's not good to hate. Why do you hate her so much?
Also, it's very easy to tell how much you paid for Tyler Perry's jet.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. But it's not just him. It's all of these preachers. All of them. They like literally will pray and say, we need to buy a jet. Can you send some dough?
Plantis is not the first minister to preach the gospel of private flying.
If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me.
In 2015, Creflo Dollar asked his suburban Atlanta congregation for a new Gulfstream G6.
And it's always the Gulfstreams, too, and those are the big boys. Those are the big, expensive private jets. Right.
$650.
$65 million.
His ministry settled for a used one.
He had to settle for a used one. A used Gulfstream. This guy.
Father, we thank you, sir.
And this past January, Texas-based televangelist Kenneth Copeland announced the blessing of a new multi-million dollar Gulfstream.
These guys.
How much you get a shot?
If you look, let me tell you something. I, you know, God and Jesus, that's all real good stuff. All right, but just go down to your local church and put $5 in the thing they pass around. Don't be sending dough to these people. If you want to go to church, great. I support you 100%. Put $5 or $10 at, what do you call the thing? Offering plate?
Tithe. Yes.
Tithe. But don't send it to these guys.
This is Caleb. Now, this is the Star Trek Enterprise. This way I'm going. Praise God, what I'm believing God for. Let me just say this. We're believing God for a brand new Falcon 7X so we can go anywhere in the world
this
one
stop. This is Jesse
Duplantis. Now, people say, my Lord, can't you go with this one? Yes, but I can't go at one stop. And you see, if I can do it with one stop, I can fly it for a lot cheaper because I have my own fuel farm. And that's what's a blessing of the Lord. But this one here, I have to stop, and then you...
That jet, he doesn't like anymore because he has to stop more often.
Pay those exorbitant prices for jet fuel all over the world. We've asked the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're believing God. In fact, he told me, Jesse, it was one of the greatest statements the Lord ever told me. He said, Jesse, you want to come up where I'm at? And I said, what do you mean? He said that before you ask, I'll answer Isaiah 65:24. I said, yes, Lord. He said, I want you to believe me for a Falcon 7X. So I said, okay. But the first thing I thought of was how I'm going to pay for it. And then
So he prayed and God talked back to him, said, I'm going to send you a jet.
No, God said, you can't hang out with me unless you have a Falcon G6.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to heaven unless he gets the Falcon. isn't this disturbing to anyone else? Is it just me that these sickos go on TV and act like they believe in God or whatever and ask these old ladies watching TV to send the money so they can buy a jet and jet fuel? And it's a Gulfstream at that. Isn't it disturbing?
And I just like to tell everybody, though, at the church of my wife.
Yeah.
We're not looking to buy a Gulfstream. It doesn't even have to be new.
Right.
It could be a used one. The value's still there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The donations are just going to go. So, you know, as you heard with the other guy, I have my own jet fuel as well.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I just have that stored away. I just want one trip. Stopping.
www.ec'swife.org. Public service announcement.
I mean, how much of a hassle is I cannot spread the word if I have to stop at Atlanta?
Absolutely.
It's a Delta hub, and it takes me forever to get out of there. So.
And I got
to
tell you, I mean, religious-wise, we don't believe in vaccines, right? That's our religion, number one. You know how they have the Ten Commandments?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Ours is a little bit different. Ours, we have 11. Number one, actually, is we don't believe in vaccination.
No. We are okay with the vaccination.
Oh, we are.
But we believe in your choice. Your choice says that I'm religiously exempt from the vaccination.
I got you now.
Because, I mean, how could I ever fly around the world if I have to take all these vaccinations? That's just true. I never had the time for it.
Right. Yeah. The 11 commandments. Number one, we don't think you should have to get vaccinated if you don't want to. Well, Justin, yes. Why did you get the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination? Well, I changed religion over time.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Now I believed in it back then. Now I don't. That's what happened.
Well, any proper church should always have evolving beliefs.
Yeah, exactly. Let me hit some text messages. 321-339-1055. Ryan C. is here. Hello, Ryan. Servers hate those tables. Oh, no, I already read that. Roger is here. What up, Roger? Justin, I hate the happy birthday song, too. My daughter hates it, too. And ever since she was 3 and now turned 21 on Monday.
Oh.
She's a good kid. You don't look old enough to have a 21-year-old, Raj. James is here. Kayla needs to watch the movie Waiting. I imagine that. Have you seen that movie?
Classic movie.
I think I have.
Every waiter has lived that life.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and used to be the Mac guy. I don't know his name.
Hold on. Dano wanted to clear something up. Shane was ordering Papa John's, and I told him to go with a local pizza place that's better. Then I started ordering the Shaq-a-roni. I guess Dano violated his own rules. Shane B. is clearing it up. I made an angry video about Papa John's breadsticks, and Papa John's reached out to him.
Huh.
I bet you got a free pizza out of that deal, didn't you?
It was Justin Long was the person I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Dave the drummer is here. What up, Dave? Good morning, gang, and a very happy birthday to Mama Clark. I'm with you guys. I hate when they sing happy birthday to me at restaurants, but Claudia loves it. Not me. Let's see here. Hold on. Hold, please. Hold, please. I'm trying to scroll, and, you know, it's just not working out, honestly. Justin J. is here, Pennsylvania. Hey, Justin, checking in. Hope you find this funny. Almost crashed when I saw this billboard paid for by Scott Wagner. He was a senator in Pennsylvania, ran for governor. Can you pass this off to Shando? Love the show. Just make the Taliban great again. Billboard. They seem to be infighting a little bit. They can't even figure out who's going to live in the presidential palace right now.
The Taliban?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I think they're going to implode.
Apparently, they've been having fist fights just over who gets to be the leader now.
I know. Yeah, they can't decide. They're going to flip a coin next week, I believe. Pete is here, road magnet. They aren't selling exemptions. It's more like a quid pro quo perk of being a member of the church. I call it selling exemptions. I mean, we can semantics all day. I think he's selling exemptions. I mean, call it what you want. I mean, why is some pastor in Tulsa having some dude in Pennsylvania send him $20 to join the church that he's never going to go to? Maybe watch on Facebook? I don't know. Bob for Shizzle. What up, Bob? I'll send $25 to the wife of EC Church. Thank you. My mother. Thank you for my birthday wishes. Love you, Justin, EC, and Kayla, and your fabulous audience. Aw, they love you too, Mom.
Speaking of your mom, I don't know if you noticed, this is a different hat today.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So this is the one that...
I did not notice. That's the one my mother bought you?
Yep.
Hey, Mom. In honor of you, EC's wearing yet another hat.
Yep.
Wow. And you bought it for him, which was sweet. What did you guys buy her today on her birthday? Yeah. Right? We forgot.
Well, people wasn't aware of that.
I know. It's okay. Yeah. She understands. She'll be here next week, though. So okay. We'll give her something next week
when
she arrives.
I'll make her a cake then.
Okay. Colin, she said to save the cake, said money. Colin is here. Everyone knows you buy used. You lose half the value as soon as you take off. That's right. What? As soon as you fly that plane off the runway, half the value gone. Mm. Not that we actually know that. Bob is here in Pensacola. Justin, you were going straight to hell this morning. You know it. No, I'm saying church is great. I'm saying go give them $10 at your local Baptist church. I'm not saying church is bad. I'm saying these losers.
You're probably talking about that prayer you said.
What did I say?
You said, "Dear God," and
you're,
then you said,
"You're also adding commandments and stuff like that." Okay. So,
my bad. Oh, you mean when I called her when he was praying to get the bitch out of there?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. I wasn't me.
That was
Kenneth Copeland. Yeah. No, I was channeling my inner Kenneth Copeland. I was trying to figure out what he was praying about.
Yeah, there was no way to verify that, but could also be possibly a direct quote from him. So,
yes. I wasn't trying to say anything like what I was thinking. I was trying to say what Kenneth Copeland was thinking. And I'm right. Jeremy, good morning, Beanbag Nation. Justin, Bud, Periwinkle. I think part of the gay test is your car a pastel color like Periwinkle. I do have the matching steering wheel cover, and thank you. My car has no pastel colors on it whatsoever, Jeremy. No way, buddy. No pastel. Kayla, can you attest to that?
Yes. Well, the outside.
And he also sent a picture of a Florida Man Radio Visa debit card that he won for $105.
Mm.
Go buy yourself something nice, buddy.
Yes.
Or something for my mom. Rich is here. Morning, gang. Happy birthday, Mama Clark. EC, start out with a Tesla or a Ford Raptor. All right.
Both are great.
954 is here. Who's this? Who is this, 954? I'm in for one religious exemption for $20. All right. That's two, I think, we've sold. I mean, help people with, right? We can't say we sold them. I think we've got to say, how are we gonna phrase it? I don't want to say we sold them. We're helping two people today so far. David B., Miramar Beach. Hey, Justin, I don't find the megachurch preachers as disturbing as the fact there are tens of thousands of people handing over their hard-earned money to these phony, smiley, glad-handed posers. I agree, David. I mean, so at the end of the day, I think everyone should be able to make as much money as they want, unless you're a preacher and taking money from old women. That's the way I see it. Fish is here. What up, Fish? Good morning, peeps. Happy birthday, Mama Clark. Thank you, Fish. I appreciate it. All right, let's take a break, EC. When we return, do you go through fast food drive-thrus often? Because I never knew they were dangerous until this Canadian man went through a drive-thru at McDonald's the other day and didn't make it out alive.
Aww.
I'll tell you what happened to him, how he got crushed, and much more to get to. Stick around. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
I don't eat a lot of fast food. Generally speaking, occasionally a Chick-fil-A trip. Maybe in a bad mood, a Big Mac from McDonald's once every 3 or 4 months. How often do you get fast food, Kayla? Never?
Once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Never mind. I don't really eat fast food.
What?
I eat like, I wouldn't call it fast food.
Okay.
It would be like places that you have to go inside. They don't have a drive-thru.
Okay. Give us an example because you're confused.
Dejan Eats. It's really,
what?
It's actually 3 minutes away.
What is it called?
Vegan Dejan Eats.
That's
it's a vegan Jamaican food spot.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely not what we're talking about. No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
That's the opposite, actually, of what we're talking about.
So, no, I don't go to
EC once a week, twice a week?
Yeah, about maybe once a week, especially with as late as both me and my wife work.
And so. Do you go through the drive-thru typically, or do you go inside?
I go inside. I hate drive-thrus.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they are never right.
Huh.
My wife is a picky eater, and if they almost always mess her stuff up.
So let's say that your wife, I like to get to the picky eater commentary. Where do you normally go with her when you go fast food?
Probably Burger King.
Okay, so Burger King. What does she order? I know she changes it up. So like no pickles or something like that, right?
Yeah,
what does she order?
Whopper Jr., no pickles, no cheese, no tomatoes. onions on it with extra mayo.
And then the guys in the back spit in the Whopper. Right?
Yeah, they're going...
you know whatever. What? We had 18 perfectly good Whopper Juniors ready to go. Now we got to go make a special one for this lady.
Yeah. Well, it's normally their robot brains. They just make it and just send it back out again.
They're right?
No, they don't make it right. They just make it the way they normally make it and then send it out, and then I have to...
That's true.
Don't you hate people that order off the menu at fast food restaurants? I mean, okay, it's one thing to say maybe hold the pickles or something, but... And I know EC's wife is listening, and I love you, EC's wife. I do. However, think about it. You ordered a Whopper Jr., no cheese, no tomato, add onion, no pickle. I mean, at some point, you're better off just cooking at home, I think. And by the way, you don't have to worry about getting killed in the drive-thru like this dude in Canada did a couple days ago. Did you hear about this?
Yes. He's not the only one is the scarier part.
My man goes to McDonald's. He's at the drive-thru. This is over in Vancouver on the west coast of Canada. When he dropped his credit card after he paid. So I think he was in the first window, you know, paid. They gave him the credit card back, drops the credit card out the window, and kind of opens the door a little bit to get the credit card. Car starts rolling forward, and it pins him against the wall and kills him. Apparently he's a good guy. Who would have ever thought you could... Well, that's what they said. He was a loving, doting father. Right? He just seems like a nice man. Seemed like a nice man.
Ah, total douchebag. Great, he got crushed against the wall at a McDonald's.
Who would have ever thought you can get killed at the drive-thru?
That's sad.
Pretty sad story, right? Mm-hmm. And how does that happen? How does the car crush you at the drive-thru lane?
Apparently, it's not the only one, because there was another... I read that story, and it referenced another story from, like, the week before, where a lady dropped change out her window, did the same thing, tried to reach down with it, and got crushed against it.
Have you ever dropped change or a credit card after they gave it back to you?
No.
It's kind of hard. It becomes a problem because your door is too close to the wall. Maybe it is better we just go in. Maybe you're onto something here. But I generally would go through the drive-thru. Nice. I don't really ever go in.
See, lucky enough for me, most places now are getting rid of their live cashiers and just going to the robot screen.
Oh,
so
really?
I can walk up there and just doot, 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 and I'm on my way.
True. Yeah, well, that's too complicated. You're talking about that big-ass screen that you got to, like, scroll through?
But it's great for people that are picky, because I can just hit no, and I don't have to tell the person. I don't have the person where in front of me. He's like, I'm like, no pickles, no this, and they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
No pickle. Wait, hold on, you're going too fast.
So
on that, go over the robot.
So on that big self-order screen, you can order off the menu, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. And that way you don't feel like such a douche.
Yes.
Right? You didn't before, anyway.
So.
I just feel like if you're talking to a computer, you'd feel less douchey ordering off the menu at Burger King than you do if you're actually talking to a human, you know? I like that. I like that, actually. If I'm gonna order off the menu at the Burger King, I'm going to try to do it at one that has the big screen thing, where I don't have to talk to a human.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to order off the menu anyway. I'm going to keep going through the drive-thru, despite the fact that this guy got crushed.
Don't open your door.
You remember the Popeyes sandwich? You remember the whole drive-thru thing? People were getting so pissed when they were out of sandwiches?
Yep.
I mean, this is dangerous.
Popeyes became a victim of its own advertising.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but we are all out of chicken, and we are closed for the rest of the day. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
One woman yelled back at the machine.
People have kids that they're trying to feed for the special, and you mean to tell me that we can't feed our kids? Because y'all didn't order enough chicken. Y'all knew y'all was having a special almost 2 months ago, and that's wrong.
But no one was listening.
I'll just go get a pizza.
The Popeyes on Lake Avenue was closed by dinner time.
Are you kidding me?
I think that's bad, because I'm sure hungry.
I mean, these guys think they have real problems. My man just got crushed and killed, and they're mad that they can't get the chicken sandwich. They need to get real problems, don't they, Kayla?
No chicken.
No chicken? They just out of chicken.
I said, I'll call the customer service now to see where there's another Popeyes at.
Yeah, they seem to be out of chicken today, so I'll just pick up a pizza.
Other location.
Every time I hear that, I think that man is fake. Just put him in there.
I mean, these people are out of chicken, and they think they have real problems. My man in Canada gets crushed by his car trying to pick up his debit card. Unbelievable. That's not real problems.
It's not.
Out of chicken? Get real problems, people.
Leave.
Get real problems.
Go right here.
You have reached Clackamas County 911. Do not hang up. For help, after the tone, say help. Hell, you know, I'm at McDonald's. Fucking calling the cops now.
911. What's the location of your emergency?
I'm on Clackamas, 82nd and 75 Road.
Okay, what's going on there?
I was at a McDonald's. I paid $10, and these guys gave me one burger and a fry and told me to pull around.
Okay, sir. This is not a 911 emergency. Let me get you.
Thank you. These people think they have real problems. They messed up my burger order.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want me to take that call while you're restarting?
Yeah, it's Corey. Just my screen's frozen.
Corey?
Restart. Yeah, Corey. Aww.
Corey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
I was just listening to the commentary on the people, you know, dying in the drive-thru, and I started thinking about it. You know, they probably did it to themselves, you know. Everybody sits there with their foot on the brake, you know. So
yeah.
They reached out the door and took their foot off the brake.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a good point. Yeah, he probably opened the door, had the foot on the brake, the car was in drive, and it just takes off.
Yeah, you put the damn thing in park.
Yeah, I think that's...
You know? I mean... Most people don't think that far, but, yeah. You know, I mean, it could happen to anybody.
I think that's a good point. But I would say if I'm in a drive-thru, I probably leave my foot on the brake and I don't put it in park. But I think if I drop my debit card and I had to get out a little bit, I'd probably put it in park, right?
Yeah.
Put it in park. Exactly right. Yeah.
Very good advice.
It's sad, but, you know, self-inflicted, self-crushing by vehicle, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. All right, brother.
What a way to go.
I know, pal.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
So what happened? Eric's stressed.
My computer froze on that side, so I had to restart the computer. Yeah,
but what does that computer do?
That's the phone screen and all that.
So that's
stuff.
It.
That's it. Yeah,
no big deal.
No,
right?
We're good. We're on the air. You know,
I just
want to smash this computer over here.
I know Eric's stressed out look, and he just gave me a stressed out look. 321-339-1055. I'm going to hit your text messages now. Billy. Hello, Billy. I'd like to be the first member of the Justin Clark Church and have a statue made of the Virgin Kayla to worship.
What?
She can cure all the illness with her zebra call. That's a good point. My mother said no gifts necessary. She has the gift of listening to us every day. That was sweet.
You know what? That's so
that was
hard.
Nice. EC's wife is here. Happy birthday, Mama Clark, and thank you for the new hat. You are just the best. Thank you. Adam is here in Fort Myers. Hello, Adam. Doesn't matter how the show starts, we always end up back at Fast Food Talk with your host, Justin Clark. Do we? Is it every day? No.
No, not every day.
850 is here. When is Bill O'Reilly on Florida Man Radio? He comes on directly after me and then other times throughout the day, which I can't remember. Right?
Correct.
I would say just stay tuned to my show, and as soon as we go off the air, you'll hear from Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Jeremy is here. Sorry, I must have parked next to the queen. My mistake, but nice car, Kayla. I dig your style. Mm-hmm. Got it. Rich is here. He's a great guy, just not that smart. Who opens the car door while in gear? I agree. Totally. Hi, who is this? Eric's computer doesn't work.
It's Fred.
Fred, how are you?
All right. I'll give you an example. I went to McDonald's. My wife wanted just three or four pancakes. The guy says, well, they come three in an order. I said, well, just charge me for one more. He said, hold on a minute. He came back. He said, we don't have any way to ring up one. I said, he said, you have to order two orders of three. I said, what? Jesus, just give me the three and charge me for a coffee and throw an extra pancake.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do that.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, hell with it. Give me the three and forget it.
Yeah. So how did it end up? How many did they end up giving you?
Well, I ended up with three because they didn't have a picture on the keys.
Did you get syrup out of the deal anyway?
No, yeah. I retired from Sheriff's Office 911 after 24 years, so I didn't want to miss the phone.
So at least you knew not to call 911 about the pancake caper, right?
Help!
Did you work there?
Well, you have a good day.
All right, brother. Thanks for
the... I love your show, man.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Help! They only gave me three pancakes! I don't believe that's 911 eligible. I don't even think that's 311 eligible, is it? Is that what it is? 311?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's see. Eric's dad is here. Whenever I stop by a fast food with EC's wife, I make her go in to order. Yeah. You know what? I'll wait in the car, sweetheart. It's like my mom, and I don't want to do this to you on your birthday, but yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of dough growing up. She was a single mom, three boys, so she had to do whatever she had to do to get by. And she would go, I hope you don't get mad. Mom, I love you. Okay? Have I ever told you how much I love you?
I think do. She'll be okay.
And we would go to Walmart to buy our groceries. And then I guess they would match prices on groceries or something there.
Yeah.
And she would just, like, everything she scanned, she'd be like, that was $2.99 at the Kroger. This was $1.99. And she wouldn't bring coupons or anything proving it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the honor system, I guess. And I would absolutely positively be waiting in the car. I would not go in and expose myself to that.
Wow.
Never. Because, I mean, it was a little embarrassing.
You're bougie.
And it was every item. I mean, basically.
That's okay.
This was $1.99 at Kroger. This was 89 cents. Buy one, get one free at the Food City. And that's how we grocery shop. But I understand that she had to be a penny pincher.
Yeah, your mom was killing it, too.
Yeah, but I waited in the car.
I love it.
But then when she would get out, I would help her take the groceries from the cart to the car.
That's good.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying I didn't want to help. I just didn't want to be exposed to the coupon caper. Roger is here. Justin, I don't know. Justin, why do they call it fast food when there is nothing fast about it unless it's Chick-fil-A? You would think they would all study what Chick-fil-A does.
Yeah.
Because I told you I was at Taco Bell the other night, and it took like an hour and a half. The Taliban had conquered Kabul by the time I got my order at Taco Bell. Seriously. Pete is here. It's probably the same way actor Anton Yelchin died when he was crushed by his own Jeep.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah? Did I say his name right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Ray Ray in Oviedo. Ray Ray here, just one less idiot to get behind in the drive thru. That's not nice. I told you he was a good guy. A doting father, as the story says. Karen is here. Hello, Karen. Good morning, friends. Happy birthday, Mama Clark. One of the best moms I have the great privilege of knowing. That's sweet.
Aww.
Very, very sweet. All right. 321-339-1055. I've talked to you before on the show about we have a Roomba at my old house, okay? But it's the dumbest Roomba ever invented. It's literally not smart. If you ever want to find the Roomba in my house, it'll be bouncing against a wall somewhere. Because I don't know if the GPS broke or something, but it doesn't know what it's doing. And there was a time, because there's dogs, three dogs. And one time the Roomba absolutely swept up dog poop, okay? And the problem is, it takes it throughout the house. It's a major problem if you think about it. It is a problem, right? No one wants dog poop on their floor, let alone spread throughout the living room.
Mm-mm.
And mine loves socks, too, apparently. It eats socks like candy.
Oh.
Every time I see this thing bouncing against the wall, when I pick it up to like try to guide it in the right direction, it has a sock stuck in it. And no wonder I have no matching socks anyway. I have to buy new socks once a week because I only have one of each. If you ever see me wearing one blue and one red sock, it's not me trying to be cool. I don't have matching socks because of this Roomba. It eats them. And I can't find them. I don't know where he hides them. Well, good news for those of you that love the Roomba. I don't think I love it, honestly. Does it even work? Mine doesn't. Because, again, mine just bounces against the wall. So I don't know if mine is just crappy or what. Well, the Roomba 7 is coming out. And it's going to have a camera that can identify and avoid dog poop. Instead of smearing it all over your floor, it will gracefully avoid the poop and even snap a picture of it and send it to your smartphone. Why? Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Guess how much this is?
$500. $900.
Very close. $849.
All right.
That's a pretty expensive vacuum, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll for one right. That's taking pictures of the rest of your house.
Yeah.
Do you remember, they used to have vacuum sales guys. Do you remember them? They would like come to your house and try to sell you vacuums.
I mean, I've heard stories of them. That was a little before my time.
Whatever. I get it. Touche. They used to have vacuum sales guys, and they would come try to sell you a vacuum for like $1,000. Like, this is the best vacuum known to man. I'm like, dude, I mean, do I really care how great of a vacuum it is? Is it going to pick up the crap from the rug? Yeah. Well, why do I want to pay $1,000 for it? I wonder what the vacuum salespeople are doing now. What are they selling?
Roombas.
Roombas. I think Roombas you just buy at the local Target or something,
yeah.
Don't you? Can't you buy a Roomba just like a Walmart or a Target or something? I don't think they have Roomba salespeople, do they? Mm-mm. I hope not. Nothing worse than that salesperson who come to your house. Oh, you probably weren't around for the Encyclopedia Britannica sales guy either, were you?
No, no.
So, Kayla, this is going to sound really far-fetched to you. They used to have a dude that would come to your house. Well, you know, a guy or a girl. How do you know?
Because my father, my mother.
They told you stories?
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother?
Yeah.
They used to have a guy come to your house and try to sell you like $1,000 worth of Encyclopedia Britannicas.
Yep.
Which, if you think about it, I think that was really before the internet. Yeah. That's the only way you would learn stuff.
I had one.
You had an encyclopedia?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I also know about dial-up.
Dial-up internet?
That. Yep.
That's where we found... Never mind. It's where we learned about Pamela Anderson. Let's put it at that. Let's leave it at that. On a boat.
Oh, my God.
Trust me. A lot of dudes out there know exactly what I'm talking about. That's where we saw Pamela Anderson on a boat, was dial-up internet. With Tommy Lee. Just trust me. Michael's here in Gainesville, Georgia. You have to keep your floors clean to use a Roomba. You mean, like, not, don't have a bunch of crap on the floor? Or you need to vacuum before you vacuum?
A little of both.
Oh. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go vacuum so I can vacuum. I don't get that. Why would you? I'm not vacuuming twice. Why? That's not very efficient, is it?
Mm, it's not.
Michael, are you telling me I need to vacuum before I vacuum? Let's not do that. Or are you saying I need to pick up my dirty socks off the floor? Random Jay is here. Hello, Jay. Okay, so Roomba 7 can identify pet poop. What about human poop?
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, probably, you know, but that's going to be a little bit weird if you just poop on your floor. I got to tell you. You know what I mean? Bebby is here in Tennessee. Hello, Bebby. It was a Kirby vacuum. Bebby, how much were they? Weren't they like $1,000 or something? I'm almost positive.
I remember them. We had somebody come to our house about that.
Rich is here. Hello, Rich. This Roomba cleans your house and even gets you content for ratemypoop.com. Content for ratemypoop.com.
Ew.
My little brother Josh is here. Hello, Josh. Weren't you a vacuum sales guy selling knives at one point? Josh, lose the number. Don't remind me.
You were selling knives?
So this was after Barney and after Subway.
Yeah, yeah. Josh is right, but I was not a vacuum sales guy, but I sold those knives. Remember that thing?
Yep,
you fell for that?
For like
too.
A day. I only had one sale.
I quit.
I think everybody went, when they were, especially when they were at college, they're like, here's the thing, you can make $25 a day. So I'm like, all right, let me call this up. And they're like, we're selling knives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one time, it was my first year of college. No, it was like my last year of high school. And one time I was visiting my friends at the University of Tennessee, and we got drunk, and I was displaying the knives, and I cut myself.
Well, they work then.
They do work. I think I had to get stitches, honestly.
Oh.
I needed to. I don't know. Oh, Bebby said that those vacuums were $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 20 years ago.
That's
so that's like two G's now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Michael's confirming. He's saying you need to vacuum before you vacuum.
That's dumb.
No, thank you. Roger saw the Pam Anderson tape as well on the dial-up.
Yes, we've all seen the fact he could drive the boat without his hands.
Colin's here. Colin says, look, Pam, no hands. Yep. I thought you guys might say, yeah, I remember the video. I didn't know we were going to do quotes and things.
This is
I didn't know we were going to quote the Pam and Tommy video that we all learned about on the dial-up internet. You know, Mike is here.
Okay.
Also, rainbow vacuum, very high pressure sales for $1,000 vacuum. It was. All right, we got to take a break. Quick one. How was that? We won't stay gone long. Oh, speaking of crazy people, we've got a dude in Florida who drives around. You know how we have the toll booths and you don't even have to go talk to anyone anymore. You just drive right through.
Yeah.
Well, he likes to go to the actual place where someone's working, like if you need change or something.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, even if you need change, don't you just drive through it and feel like we'll deal with this later somehow?
Yeah,
because they charge your tag anyway.
Yeah,
so
who cares? He likes to go to talk to the toll booth lady totally nude and rubbing himself. And this does not happen just once. It's happened over and over again. I'll tell you about this wacko and much more to get to. Quick break and the news. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
hour number two for a Thursday begins. Kayla's here with me. EC's here. Beanbag Nation is here. You can join me. 321-339-1055. Florida Man starts us out with hour number two. This weirdo named Mark Filial is 41 years old. He looks way older than me, I gotta tell you. He's making me feel pretty good about myself. I see his picture. Look at this guy. Right? Doesn't he look way older than
me? He does.
How old do I look, by the way?
If I had to guess, I would say 40.
Damn it. EC, guys don't do that, actually. Never
guys
mind.
Don't do that.
No, we don't guess each other's age. That's a good point. Never mind. I retract that question to you. He was arrested Saturday and charged with a one-week crime spree that involved him going to the toll booths and taking off all of his clothes. So he would go to the toll booth naked, which there's no reason to go to the toll booth anymore anyway, because he got the fast lanes. You don't have to go. You don't need to talk to the lady at the toll booth anymore.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a fast pass or whatever they're called.
Sun pass,
whatever. They just send you a bill or something, I think.
Yep.
So there's no reason to ever talk to the toll lady again. Mm-hmm. Seven different times, seven different toll booths. He would go over there, take his clothes off, start rubbing himself right in front of the toll booth lady. What?
Someone's got way too much free time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to go to the toll booth lady, period. Sir? But certainly don't do it naked, rubbing yourself. That's going to get you in jail. And in fact, he is in jail, charged with a felony, actually, for exposing himself seven different times at seven different toll booths. Who has time to do that? You're right. That's a good point.
Get a job, man.
Mm-hmm. Florida man wouldn't exist without Florida woman, of course. Florida woman had to be pulled from the cab of a fire truck that she tried to steal the other day in St. Augustine. She denied being under the influence of alcohol or drugs, but she did admit to being under the influence of a potion. Elixir. The elixir of life. She said she hadn't been drinking or taken any drugs, but she had taken the elixir of life before trying to steal the fire truck.
Makes sense. Yeah. I can see it.
The cops and fire trucks responded to a call about a woman acting erratically, no kidding, on the beach there in St. Augustine Beach. The cops show up, rescue workers show up. They discovered this lady, Kaylani Jo Kroll, 39, acting a little bit weird. She said she needed CPR. She needed some other treatment. But while being escorted to the ambulance, she began running away. The cops are like, you know what? She didn't really do anything wrong. She's just a freak. So they were letting her go. But as she was walking away, she saw the fire truck. She gets in the fire truck, turns it on, and she tries to steal the fire truck, which is not a good idea. It's not a good plan.
So if she was trying to, she claims she drank Elixir of Life.
Yes.
Most of them contained, if you were to go by ancient ingredients, mercury, sulfur, iron, copper, and honey. So might be a little reason why she was crazy.
Yeah, I would say so. She did say she was sorry. I'm sorry for trying to take the fire truck. I lost my marbles, I quote.
I'm sorry.
They ask her, are you under the influence of something, lady? She said, I'm not, but I have taken the elixir of life. I guess it's a mythical mixture from...
Grants immortality, so good for her. You just have to drink mercury to get it, so...
What is wrong with people anymore? Are people getting weirder or no? I think they probably are.
Yes. This whole lockdown thing destroyed people's minds.
I think they are. I think people are getting very strange anymore. You just don't know what you're gonna get. It's hard to trust anyone anymore. You know Philip Morris, right? They own Marlboro and a Parliament, I believe, cigarette company. Philip Morris International has bought a new company now to go along with the cigarettes. They bought an inhaler company.
Hey, just locking the market down.
You know what I mean? What? This is unbelievable to me. I was trying to teach you about hedging your bet yesterday, Kayla. This is the epitome of hedging your bet. They literally make cigarettes, but now they've taken control of the UK inhaler maker, Victoria.
They could buy the company that does chemo for lung cancer.
Yeah,
they
exactly. Absolutely. We own we own Marlboro inhalers and a chemotherapy company. That people in England are actually very pissed about this. They do not want them to. They bought 75% of this company that makes inhalers. So let me get this straight. You sell cigarettes and inhalers. I mean, maybe it's not a bad idea, you see, right? I mean, isn't that...
Like I said, it's cornering the market.
That is cornering the market, for sure.
Now, if they can just figure out a way to give something to babies, they're good to go.
Oh, man. Marlboros and inhalers. You think they could sell them in the same package, you know?
Well, I'm just curious if you can get inhaler reds or can they only come in inhaler lights. Or...
Wow. Inhaler 100s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't see why not. The Guardian names Fauci the sexiest man alive. Did you see this yesterday?
I did, yeah.
People are pissed about it, too. Is he... And Kayla, let me have a word with you for a moment, since you're the female in the room. Is Fauci a sexy man? Do you find him sexy?
He's not sexy. Oh. He's cute.
He is cute. You know how old he is?
Like 80?
Yeah, he's 80-year-old. 80-year-old man. They've named him the sexiest man alive.
They need to...
Update that?
I think they're trolling.
But you think he's cute?
He's cute, like an old man cute.
Would you go out with him?
No.
Oh.
Hell no.
What's the oldest dude you would date?
Like 30.
Yeah, right. You're such a liar. I think you would at least go 40 if it was the right dude.
No?
You would not?
No.
I think you would. I think that if it was a successful, attractive man, I think you'd go 40.
I'm good.
Maybe 39. Maybe you cut it off at 39.
I'm good.
You wouldn't go 39.
Mm-mm.
Why?
It's a little too old for me.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So 35.
Maybe 35.
37.
No.
36.
No.
35 would be your cutoff?
Yes.
What if they looked younger?
It's not about the look.
What is it?
The age.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I just don't want anybody older, that much older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
35 is your cutoff. You're 25?
Yes. 10 years.
I think you go older. For the right dude. No?
I don't think so.
I do. Colin, what's up, brother?
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's the most famous alumni of Tennessee High School.
I checked right before the show, and it's still on there. It still says Colin Murphy, baseball player and radio caller. It's amazing.
So I just want to set the record straight here. I'm not scared, but unfortunately, it looks like I'm not going to make it because I've got to have the surgery.
Go ahead.
I was driving my midlife crisis mobile that I just got shortly after you got yours. And it kept telling me to put my hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
I was gripping it, what I thought was as tight as I could. And it still kept yelling at me. And so I went to the doctor and found out that I have calcium deposits on the back of my scapula that are basically hacked on into my nerve that goes from my arm to my neck.
So what are they going to do?
So they're going to scrape the shoulder blade and then go in and orthoscopically solder the nerve back together.
What Colin is saying is, as you know, we will be broadcasting from Fort Walton Beach. We'll be at Emerald Coast Harley October 21st. We'll be at the studios October 22nd. I'll be up there. Shando's going to be up there. I know Bubba and the crew are going to be up there for a couple of days. And Colin and I were going to play a game of basketball against each other. And now he's coming up with this BS surgery thing. Calcium deposits, whatever.
I believe him.
Oh, I actually believe you too. But I did want to play. So you can't make it to the event at all is what you're telling me.
No, I'll be starting physical therapy pretty much that day. Thursday, Friday.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be back there again soon, and we can hang out, brother.
Oh yeah, and let's be honest, we both probably need another 6 months to a year to get back in shape.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it's for the best. You're right.
All right. Later, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Bye. Colin, scared, coming up with some fake injuries. I don't blame you, buddy. You're going to go down. Let me get your messages here. Big A checks in. Women don't care about looks, age, just spirit. Is that true? You don't care about looks or age, just our spirit? You think so?
No, she specifically says age.
Sean is here in Navarre. Best rule when dating younger is half your age plus 8. Okay. Pete is here. Damn, looks like it's International Cancel Asking Kayla Out Day today.
Yep.
Crystal K is here. What was her name?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes. Kayla, it took me a long time to learn that men don't mature until they are 40. Older is better, as long as they look young, I promise. See?
Older is better.
She's right.
But not 40 for me.
Whatever. Ray Ray and Oviedo. Ray Ray here, she's lying. Ray Ray, I agree. I think she just doesn't know. That's what it is.
Whatever.
Adam checks in. Tollbooth Willie needs a job at the Taco Bell. He will save a ton on gas and tolls when he's done. Enjoy a Doritos Locos. Maybe so. Michael is here, Gainesville, Georgia. That man definitely needs a girlfriend. You think? I know. Karen is here. Justin, you look no older than mid-30s. And the reason why is because you drink red wine. I should know because I drink a lot of red wine and I don't look the age I am. I agree. You don't look the age you are, Karen. EC's wife. Also, didn't know how picky was bad. Both my siblings are as picky as me. Oh, the things you could find and learn on dial-up. Yes, I know. Look, I'm not judging you for your picking. Okay, I am a little bit, but
sorry,
I still
I
like you. I mean, I'm judging you. I mean, look, EC's dad won't even go out with you. So,
we'll not take her out to eat.
Yeah. EC's dad won't even go to a restaurant with you, kiddo. Can I get a Whopper Jr.? No half meat? I just want half a patty. Add onions, no pickles, no tomato, extra lettuce. And then the guy at the counter's head spinning. He's like, what the hell did she just say? I was like, just give her a Whopper. She's not going to send it back. Robin is here. Defuniac Springs. Looking forward to seeing y'all next week. And we do not have our server sing happy birthday. Good.
Next month, though.
Robin. Next month. October 21, October 22nd. We will be absolutely taking over Fort Walton Beach. It's going to be ugly. I mean, fun. We're going to be professionals. We are. We're going to be professional. Trust me. EC, you want to do your news, buddy?
Sure.
And now it's time for EC's non-drive time. Hold on. Erica's dad. She orders like a 10-year-old.
That's true. Oh,
wow. All right. EC's non-drive time. Morning news.
All right. So you read a lot of stories that seem to match up with each other?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Starting off number one here in Seminole County. This has actually been happening across the country. I've seen this a lot. There's another TikTok challenge that these things need to end.
Yes.
But apparently all it is you go into the bathroom and smash stuff.
What?
Yeah, that's not a challenge. That's vandalism.
That's dumb.
But apparently that's becoming a big thing. I've seen a lot of like middle schools, high schools, they don't have soap dispensers in them anymore because the kids just bust them off the wall. And here's a TikTok video of the fact that they destroyed that. Do at least the beans. The beans is kind of interesting. I think that's kind of funny.
I mean, it's unbelievable, though, that you can't... You absolutely cannot even say vaccine on Facebook or Twitter. They'll ban you. Yet TikTok, they
can... vandalism.
They can... yeah, they can ask kids to pound their head against the wall, and it's cool. No problem.
Okay, well... Northern Kentucky saw that, and they're like, hold on, let's watch this. We'll one-up you here. They're having a problem with their kids at their middle schools and their... Well, it's mainly this one middle school, but there's a TikTok thing where you wear dog collars and bark like a dog to the point where they're like, we need you to stop this
before
we suspend all of you and kick you all out. There's kids wearing dog collars and like spiked dog collars and such around there for TikTok. They need to get together and get rid of this. Burn it all down. If you had to take a guess, Justin.
Yes.
What would you think would be the percentage of people that said they would have sex with a robot?
Is this including Columbo or no?
Columbo may have gotten this. There's 1,200. They surveyed 1,200 people.
Okay. I'm going to say 8%.
Oh, yeah. You're way too low. You're giving humanity way too much credit.
When you say robot, is this sex
a sex
doll?
Robot, yeah. I mean, not your toaster.
Oh, I know, but here's why I'm asking. So, there's a difference in when I think robot, I think like hard, you know, aluminum or whatever.
No, this is a humanoid robot.
So like a sex doll.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to say 30%.
40% of people.
40%? Damn,
of the 1,200
you people are nuts.
40% said they would have sex with a robot.
Gertrude 3000's making a comeback.
She is.
There are going to be a bunch of them out there now. Yep. You're going to get that Gertrude 3500 out there.
Trashman Steve checks in. Justin, I was looking forward to seeing you in Fort Walton Beach next month, but my legs fell off. We'll have to reschedule. Thank you, Steve. Good luck with those legs, buddy. I heard they've come way far in prosthetic legs, limbs.
So, GM, you know they put out an electric car.
Yeah.
Their Bolt.
I mean, like, I guess. I'm assuming.
Well, they had to send out a memo to all the Bolt owners and said, hey, if you're going to park in a parking garage, can you make sure you park 50 feet away from any other car?
What?
Because these things have a problem with their batteries bursting into flames, and they're afraid of them burning other vehicles and destroying the parking garages.
Oh. It's already hard enough finding one of these charging stations. Now I got to park 50 feet away from all other cars.
Yeah, so if you're going to park in a parking garage, they would like you to not park within 50 feet of other vehicles to reduce the risk of a potential fire spreading to nearby cars and trucks.
Yikes.
They're like, hey, if you do park in a parking garage, can you park on the top level, too? Because they're worried about the fire spreading and then burning the concrete and whatever, the whole thing collapsing.
Yeah, I think you should get a refund on that deal.
Don't get an electric car from GM.
I want my money back.
So, in Richmond, Kentucky, cops were called to a hotel at 3:30 a.m., which you know is never a good time.
No.
For shots fired.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Samuel Riddell of Waco, Kentucky, was firing shots outside his window. You want to guess what he was shooting at?
A duck?
Aliens.
Aliens, all good. Right. Did he hit him? You know?
It does not say if he hit him.
How many kills?
Riddell is a convicted felon and has two handguns and a semi-automatic rifle in his possession. And he told that there were aliens in the parking lot and that he was shooting at them. So, lucky enough, nobody was hurt, but the bullets did hit several vehicles in the parking lot and had entered a nearby occupied room.
Oh my gosh.
No word on if he did kill said aliens, if they got away.
I got two kills last night.
Oh, okay.
Are you, do spiders scare you?
I mean, I step on them.
But like, they put you in a panic?
Nah.
See, my mom, deathly terrified.
Really?
To the point, I remember when I was younger, there was a spider in the house and she hit it with a broom so many times she cut the top of her hand and she broke the broom in half.
Oh, oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, she's deathly terrified. This story made me think of her because a single vehicle accident happened about 1 p.m. on September 13th after a woman driving in northern Vancouver area was alarmed by a spider.
And
it caused
car?
Her to flip her car multiple times.
Oh, my God. I hope it was a big spider.
That's
lucky enough, she was not hurt.
But that's happened to you before?
Not the car accident, but like I was literally like, oh, my gosh, driving.
Really?
Yes.
Almost ran off the road because of spider.
Yep, basically. Sad.
I had that the other day when I was driving here, and I looked down, and there was a wasp on my leg.
Ugh.
And that's one of those where you just freeze up, like, nothing I can do about this. And when I looked down, he was gone. I have no idea where he went in my truck, so.
One time I had a wasp I was wearing a bathing suit. I was at a pool or something, and I felt a little something in my pants. That was a wasp in my pants.
Uh-huh.
No, it's true. Yeah, and it stung the hell out of me. That might have been a yellow jacket, actually, now that I think about it.
In Hazelwood, Missouri, I know you have small children, so you've had to do the pickup from the school line before, right?
Oh, yes.
And you've seen those, call them wine moms that maybe have had a couple during the day, and they're a little irritable picking their kids up in the thing?
Yes.
Oh, well, in Hazelwood, Missouri, at the McNair Elementary School pickup line, two women pulled guns on each other.
What?
What happened?
So one mom accused the other of cutting her off in the line. One of the moms walked to the car of the other woman to apologize, saying it was an accident. The argument became heated, and the woman inside the car pulled out a gun. And then the woman that was outside the vehicle said, I've got one for you, too, and goes back to her car, pulling a gun as well.
And no one shot, though.
Nope, the argument ended at that point. So when they both pulled guns on each other, like, hey,
And which one was over .08, if you know what I'm saying?
They don't say. They said the moms dropped off their children and left the property.
No arrest or anything.
It does not say if there was arrest. I mean, they should have been. You're not allowed to pull. You're not allowed to have weapons on the school property in the first place. So it doesn't say that if they.
It's a good old fashioned standoff there.
The police were called, but it doesn't say if they were actually arrested for it. Oh, no, the parents involved have been identified. The district is taking swift action. That's all they've said on it.
They're going to charge them with something.
Yeah, I would think so. One, carrying a firearm onto school property, yeah. And two, pointing at two people during school drop-off hours.
Absolutely.
Scotland. So the government in Scotland, they were like, we're going to be good people. We're going to give our inmates cell phones.
Really?
Yeah, and these are supposedly unhackable cell phones. They were only good. They're like those little, what they call them, the cricket bug, whatever, yeah. The bug cell phones. You can only call with them.
Are they going to give them plasma televisions and cable in each room as well?
The problem was they found out these phones weren't as unhackable as they thought they
were. Uh-oh.
And they were able to smuggle illegal SIM cards in them, and then they were using them to buy drugs.
At Pornhub.
Yeah, so they took those unhackable cell phones and then just ordered some drugs up.
Wow, okay.
It makes me laugh so much. And then final story, this is what I thought was interesting. I probably could have put this with the other tech ones, but, you know, so they've been thinking about the future of we're going to at one point colonize Mars. That's our next step. When we've stepped on the moon, we're going to send people back to the moon. Now we're like, we're going to colonize Mars.
Right.
The issue they've come across is, how do we send supplies? How do we build things? Because it's going to be difficult to send building supplies. You can't send concrete. You can't send this other stuff. They figured out a way to do that. And what they are going to attempt is using astronaut blood.
Oh, is that right?
So you're bringing it with you already.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about your water. So what they found is they can use blood and urine.
Yeah.
And mix it with the sand on Mars and make a clay brick.
Really?
And they've figured out, they think they can get to about the point where one astronaut on Mars can have enough concrete bricks made to have to house a second astronaut within 2 weeks.
What? I donated plasma once.
No.
Does that count?
Maybe if we're going to take it to Mars.
And by the way, I hardly will go up north in the winter. It's too cold. You think I'm really going to go to Mars? No, thank you. I don't want to go where the cold weather is. That's why I live in Florida.
Yeah, they estimate that six astronauts on a 2-year mission to Mars could produce about 500 kilograms of building material over that time.
Right. I mean, I'd rather take a tiger with me or something.
They've also said that in the future, they will no longer have to use human blood once we start getting cows on Mars.
That's what I was thinking. Let's take some cows over with us.
How are we transporting cows to Mars?
I don't know. How are we transporting humans?
We'll get there.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Excellent work today. One last quick break, and I'll turn it over to Ed Till. Cup of tea with the Queen. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
You saw that Gavin Newsom thing on Tuesday, of course. Did you see the final numbers on Caitlyn Jenner, though?
1%.
1%. I mean, you would think just notoriety alone, she would have got more than that, right?
No.
What? I don't understand this. People vote for famous people, don't they?
No, they hate her so much out there.
They do?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh. She finished in like 40th place. 40th.
Yeah, you got to remember that she is transgender, that doesn't like transgender people. Mm. That they over in California, they hate her.
They just don't like her, yeah. Huh? I was just shocked that she got only 1%. But whatever, it is what it is, I guess. Oh, great news for you, by the way. For those of you beer drinkers, and I know you accuse me of drinking White Claw, which occasionally I do, not a lot. Occasionally on a hot day, I would have a White Claw, but I also like Bud Light. However, now Bud Light is coming out with a beer that has zero carbs. Zero. I didn't know that was possible. How do you make a beer with no carbs, you say?
Chemicals.
You fill it with water.
Is that right?
I don't know.
They say it's still going to be 4% alcohol by volume, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, 4% alcohol by volume and 80 calories. 30 fewer calories than a regular Bud Light. But a Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs, and this is going to have zero. They say it's the Bud Light Next. It's light, refreshing, and clean. So light means watered. You think so?
Yeah.
Watered down?
That sounds to me like something that's going to be gross.
You think it's going to be nasty?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd try one or two.
No.
And you wouldn't even try it.
No.
What beer do you drink when you drink beer? You don't really drink beer at all.
Not a huge beer drinker, but it'll usually be like a Shock Top or a Yingling.
Fancy stuff. You like the fancier beers.
Bud Light or Budweiser.
Why? Because it's watery to you? Or why don't you like just a regular old Bud Light?
Just don't like it.
You just don't like it?
Yeah.
My dad used to put salt on his beer. Have you ever heard of that?
I do it with a Corona.
You do?
Yeah.
You mean on the glass or what?
I pour a little salt into a
into
Corona.
It.
Yeah.
Interesting. He did it. I think he drank Miller Lite or Bud Light or something. He would dump salt on the rim of the whatever. What am I? The can.
Yeah. If you do it when you're just sitting around the house with a Corona, it makes you feel like you're at the beach.
Is that right?
It gives you a little salty flavor to it.
Interesting.
Oh, good job. Kayla, are you ready?
Somewhat, yes.
What do you mean somewhat?
I'm ready.
Too late.
Hit it.
It's time for a cup of tea with the Queen.
All right, so y'all remember when I was talking about Nicki Minaj, you know?
She's in a fight with Biden, I think.
I don't know about a fight.
Yeah. Okay,
she's ready to fight the entire White House.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are really upset with her because, as y'all know, she got kicked off of Twitter for her accusations of the balls swelling up from the vaccine. Trinidad basically said that this is false and nobody in the area suffered from swollen balls due to the vaccine.
They don't know that.
Exactly. I was like, how did they figure that out? But okay. But she also stated on Twitter that the White House invited her to come and I guess get more information on the vaccine.
They wanted to lecture her, yes.
Yes, but that was false.
Yeah,
so,
why would she say? Yeah, then the White House was like, no, we didn't. Maybe Joe just forgot. You think? I think Joe did invite her, but then he forgot later. He's like, I don't remember that.
I don't know, but they basically tweeted her, and they were like, no, we did not invite her to the White House. We offered her a phone call with the doctors to discuss
Dr.
COVID-19.
Fauci or maybe one of his underlings.
It was somebody else, not Dr. Fauci. But yeah, I was just like,
so the White House is now tweeting at Nicki Minaj saying, we didn't invite you here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
so
wow.
Who do you think's wrong? I'm sure Joe invited her, and he doesn't recall.
I will put down money the White House did invite her, and when she tweeted out, then they went, no, we didn't invite her. Why would we ever invite Nicki Minaj?
Right.
Because they thought that she was going to go there, and then they were going to get a nice little photo op. Because, oh, look, we brought her to there, and she wanted to learn from us.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny that this all happened on Twitter.
Yes.
Like, this is kind of, I don't know. All right, so Mickey D's. Y'all,
so wait, is she banned from Twitter now or not?
She's not right now.
Okay.
She's on there.
Okay.
She just tweeted a few hours ago.
Oh, what did it say? Anything about the White House? Or they shut her down?
I didn't really look at it.
Go ahead.
I just saw it.
We'll update you on that tomorrow.
All right, yes. Mickey D's, if y'all love Mickey D's, on Saturday, on National Cheeseburger Day, we will have 50 cent cheeseburgers. So have fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't be nowhere near there.
No, absolutely not. I always stay away from National whatever day, that place, you know?
50 cents.
I better hope they order enough, though, or some dude's going to have to go get pizza.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Just go get pizza.
That's right.
And then Keke Palmer got in trouble.
Hold on. Who is that?
Keke Palmer is she's an actress. She's a singer.
Do you know who that is?
I love her.
No clue.
I have no idea.
What has she been in?
Yeah.
Aquila and the Bee.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is that?
Was she Aquila or was
she the
Bee?
She was Aquila.
Okay. I know. Yeah. The Bee was a spelling bee, so
she's been in a lot of movies.
I know her.
She's an actress. She's a millennial Gen Zer.
Uh-huh.
What was I gonna say? Oh, she made a comment about the Met. Oh, she was also the host of Met Gala.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she made a comment about the food, and the chef got upset.
Wait, she said it sucks?
Well, no, she took a picture of the food, and when you see the plate, it looks...
not great?
It doesn't look $30,000
a ticket
food.
Worth? No, I agree.
It was literally like corn and vegetables.
It's corn, tomato, cucumber, what I think might be a piece of wilted lettuce, and something that resembles maybe rice.
Yeah,
but it
exactly.
looks like it was tossed on the plate, like someone from 10 feet away tossed it onto the plate.
Yeah, ugh.
But yeah, she posted that picture, and the chef was like, everyone loved the food. She's complaining, but her plate was clean, and yada, yada, yada. So I'm thinking she might not get an invite.
Also, it was a completely vegan menu, too.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it was? Yeah. I didn't know it was completely vegan.
Not surprising.
Yeah, he defends, Vince Chef, he defends his vegan menu.
But yeah, I was like, why put corn? I would have been mad. $30,000?
Exactly.
And I get corn and lettuce and tomato.
Tax the rich.
Okay. Alrighty then. Now the word of the day is red.
Like your dress.
Wait, no. R-E-A-D.
That's a reed. don't know. Go ahead, please.
Red is the word.
Okay.
Read or red. But it just literally means like...
You're smart?
I read you to filth.
What?
That's what people say.
Normally, I can kind of follow these. I don't get this one at all.
That's what people say on the internet.
I read what?
I read you to filth, which means like you kind of... you know when someone looks you up and down?
Yes.
And it's kind of...
It happens to me all the time, you see.
So like you got judged.
Yeah.
I read
but
you?
But it's a different way to... Yeah.
No, I no, read...
That's the way
I read
it.
You. Yeah. I just read you right now in that tight red dress.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I lost you at
that's
tight?
That's what people say.
Oh, okay.
What?
I don't know.
I
don't
read
know.
You to film.
I don't like this one at all.
I read you, judged you. Made fun. I don't know.
Seems like a weird thing to yell at somebody.
Yes, I agree.
But you'll see it a lot on when people are getting mad and fighting back and forth on the internet.
They'll say,
like,
I read you.
Yeah.
Kind of like I already knew about it. I knew you were going to do this because I could tell.
Yeah. I'm not like that.
I'm not going to add that into my.
I don't ever say it.
Repertoire. That's
okay,
for sure.
You don't have to.
That one, I'm not using that one for sure.
I'm just telling you what the kids do. Say. That's it.
Silly kids.
Sorry, I missed a lot of text messages here. We hit just a couple here. Shane B. Bud next. No barley, no hops, no taste, no thank you. Colin, the yellow jacket thought your penis was a rival yellow jacket in your bathing suit. Yeah, you think so? That's not very nice. Rich, they have a new White Claw for you. White Claw surged 8% instead of 5%. Really? Is that right?
I look at it. It is real.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got you. It is a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Okay, I'll check it out. Why not? All right, good show today. Kayla, more about you can be found where?
Instagram, Glitter X Cakes.
EC, same question for you, buddy.
You can send your donations the Church of EC's Wife.
Yes, please.
If you're looking for me, it's Eric Stacy, Steacy. Remember, it is $25. It's a suggested donation. Yeah, suggested.
Suggested donation. That's our PSA for the day. We're doing a good deed here, EC.
Mm-hmm.
And
for the people.
I'm definitely taking a cut. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You see the name on the show, right? The Justin Clark Show, meaning I get a cut.
He also gets a cut of your candle business when he gets back on Monday.
Oh, you better believe it. Absolutely.
No.
You can follow me at ATTY Justin Clark on Instagram or Twitter. Thank you for joining me today, especially you, Shane B. Welcome back. I don't know what I did to you. I love you guys. I really do. Thanks for joining me. I love spending my mornings with you. One more favor, though. Could you stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly is coming up next, followed by the legend himself, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Edward Till. That is when Shando takes over. He's the anchor tenant around here with the Shannon Burke Show, featuring EC. You think they got enough of you already, buddy?
Not yet, but also Brandy Love back on today.
Brandy Love is on today. DJ will be here as well. The party starts again tomorrow morning, Friday morning, with the big man himself. Bubba the Love Sponge. Kayla, I do not know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
And what is that?
I'll see you right back here again tomorrow morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.